Father, I pray God's blessing upon your church. I pray God's blessing over every single person and family that is here, that is watching online. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for new beginnings, for divine appointments, for new opportunities, Lord, and new dreams. I pray for wisdom and open doors. Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, unexpected blessings would surprise us along the way, and that we would be able to get a greater understanding of who you are, Father, in 2023. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. This year, as a church, we are getting out of the boat, putting our faith into action. Jesus is calling you to get out of the boat. Now, the boat may be the circumstances that you're in, the patterns that you have in life, or the situations that have held you in the same place for a while. But as a church, God is calling us, and as a family and as a child of God, God is calling you to get out of the boat in 2023. Now, you may be wondering, how do I do that? How do I get out of the boat? First of all, I don't own a boat. I mean, you may own a boat, I don't own a boat. And I'm not sure that I have much faith either. So how do I put my faith into action? Well, I'm glad you asked. And if you allow me for the next few minutes, I would like to share with you a real life story as told by Matthew, an eyewitness, and you will be able to answer three key questions. First question, why should you get out of the boat? Second question, how do you get out of the boat? And third, what happens when you get out of the boat? Go with me to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds, after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward the disciples on the sea. But the disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Following the miraculous feeding of 5,000 people, Jesus made the disciples cross the Sea of Galilee in a rented ship. That was kind of like the equivalent of calling an Uber. Jesus dismissed the crowds that he had fed, the crowds that he had taught, the crowds that were so happy, because people are never happier than when you get a free meal, especially a good free meal. But he sent the crowd home. He put the disciples on a boat, and he went alone to pray. Jesus took the time after a busy season of ministry to pray. After my busier days, I love to go home and be in silence and be quiet. Sometimes I need to pray. And Jesus did that. And that's the reason why, as a church family, we start the year praying.
We start the year praying because Jesus took the time to pray. We pray throughout our lives, especially at the end of busy seasons, because Jesus did the same. And as followers of Jesus, we are called to imitate him. Jesus took the time to pray and spent pretty much all night praying. But while Jesus was praying and enjoying the presence of God and just being refreshed and renewed, the disciples were in a boat in the middle of a storm. You see, they were about like 3 miles into the lake, according to the Gospel of John, and there was this strong wind from the east that usually came during the rainy season that was hindering them from moving forward. And the Gospel of Mark tells us that the disciples were rowing all night, but were not moving forward. They had done everything right. Jesus told them, get on the boat. They got on the boat. Jesus said, go to the other side. They were going to the other side. When the storm started to rage, they started rowing. They did everything right. But they spent a long, frustrating night. They did everything right, but nothing was turning out as it was supposed to. How do you think the disciples felt? They must have felt frustrated and exhausted. And after this long and frustrating night, the Bible tells us that it was roughly between 3 and 6 a.m. that Jesus finishes praying and approaches the disciples by walking on water. Sadly, the disciples thought he was a ghost and were afraid. I want you to understand what's going on. It's 3 in the morning. There's a huge storm. And all of a sudden, from the storm, in the middle of the sea, there's someone approaching you. Now, there was an urban legend or a myth in Roman and Jewish culture in these days that believed that when sailors died drowned in the sea, their ghost would hunt that area and they would drag other people with them. So when the disciples have spent the whole night in the boat, nothing is going right. They're tired, they're cranky, they're wet, they're frustrated. In the middle of everything that's going on, when they see out of the darkness a shadow comes, someone said, uh-oh, this is it. There's a ghost coming for us. We're done. We're going to drown. There's no way out. And it is because what happened to the disciples is the exact same thing that at times happens to us. When we are doing everything right, but things are not turning the way that we thought that they should turn. When we find ourselves in the middle of a storm and we look at the darkness ahead of us and we're wondering what's going to happen in 2023. And we hope that it's different, but we don't know and we're afraid and there's shadows. There's shadows in the storm. There's shadows that are threatening us and we're scared and we're crying out and we don't know what's going on. Because after all, that's all we know. Last year was challenging. What's going to happen in 2023? What the disciples were unable to see was that Jesus was with them in the middle of the storm. What the disciples were unable to see and what at times we are unable to see in the difficult seasons of life is that Jesus is with us in the middle of the storm. And that thing that is scary, that thing that is supposed to be threatening, that we think that is ending our hope, in reality is God moving forward to help you out. In reality, Jesus is in control of what you cannot control. And so when the disciples cried out in fear, Jesus answered immediately. And he told the disciples, take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid. Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid. Now, let me highlight two details from Jesus' declaration to the disciples that the disciples understood, but that we may struggle to understand. The first detail from what Jesus said from this take heart, it is I, don't be afraid, that Jesus said as he's walking on the waves of the sea, is that in the Old Testament, in the book of Job chapter 9 verse 8, and in the book of Psalms chapter 77 and verse 19, God, Almighty God, is described as walking over the waves of the sea. So when Jesus started walking on the waters, approaching the disciples, just by the mere fact that he was walking on the waters, he was already declaring, I am the same God of the Old Testament. I am the one that walks over the waves of the sea. Now, this meant that God had control over nature, that God has control over nature, that there's nothing impossible for God. This tells us, this fact that God walks over the waves of the sea, it's important because in Jewish culture, the sea was a symbol of chaos and unruliness. So when Jesus started walking on the waves of the sea, he was declaring that I am in control of chaos. I want to tell you in the name of Jesus, regardless of the storm that you may be facing, regardless of how scared or concerned you may be about the future, your God is a God that walks on water. Your God is a God who rules over chaos. Your God is in control of what you cannot control. Now, the second thing that Jesus said that it's important to know, it's found in the phrase, it is I. It is I, which literally means I am. Jesus reassures the distraught disciples saying, it is I, which if it's translated literally from Greek, it means I am. Now, the Greek phrase used here can function simply as a self-identification. Would be the equivalent of us saying, hey guys, it's me. However, when spoken by someone walking on the waves of the Sea of Galilee, the phrase I am reminds us of how God describes himself in the Old Testament. I am reminds us that God describes himself as I am in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25. That Almighty God says, I am. So what was Jesus saying? Jesus was walking in the middle of the storm. He's saying, I am in control of chaos. I am in control of what you cannot control. And I am the same God of the Old Testament. I am the same God that walks on the waters. I am the one that you need. I am. Now, I am also reminds us of how God revealed himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. When Moses asked God, hey God, when I go to Pharaoh and when I go to the people of Israel and they ask me, who sent you? What am I supposed to say? And God self-identified. God said, you're going to tell them that I am who I am. You're going to tell them that I am the beginning and the end, that I am the first and the last, that I am the Alpha and the Omega, that I am the first letter and the last letter, that I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that I am the Creator and that there is no one like me. You're going to tell them I am who I am. And when Jesus is standing on the waves and saying, I am, he's declaring that Almighty God was right there in the middle of the storm. The same God that delivered Israel from slavery in Egypt was with them in complete control of the chaos. And in the same way, God is with you in the chaos and unruliness of your life. God is with you when you have done all things right and life did not turn out as you expected. The same God that delivered Israel from Egypt, the same God that rose from the dead, is in total control of what you cannot control. I've come to tell you in the name of Jesus, in the middle of the storms of life, as we enter a brand new year, your God is in control of the future. Jesus is in control of the future. Jesus is God over the waters. It doesn't matter what happens in the future. It doesn't matter how bad the storm looks. It doesn't matter what happens in 2023. Our God walks on water. I am is in the middle of the storm. Why should we get out of the boat then? Why, as a church family, we are encouraging you to get out of the boat in 2023? You should get out of the boat because when you get out of the boat, you are relinquishing control of your life to Jesus. You're getting out of the boat because Jesus controls what you cannot control. You may not know the future, but we do know who holds the future. And we can trust in the God that walks the storm with us, in the God that doesn't walk away, but that walks towards us when we think that there's no hope. Come to tell you in the name of Jesus, get out of the boat because Jesus is in control. Now let us continue with our story. Matthew 14:28. Peter answered Jesus, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me! Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. We discover how to get out of the boat from Peter's behavior. You see, upon hearing Jesus' words, Peter reacted in a rather unexpected manner. Peter had a creative idea. Hey, God, hey, Almighty God, hey, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hey, God that walks on the waters of chaos. If that's really you, could you call me to walk on the water with you? I want to walk on water with you. Now, I don't know what the other disciples were thinking when Peter said that. I know what I would have said. Are you crazy? What are you talking about? You cannot walk on water. You're going to drown. There's a storm. I know things are bad, but don't lose hope. Don't get out of the boat. You're going to drown. That's crazy. That's a crazy idea. I didn't like the idea, but Jesus did. And Jesus liked Peter's creative idea, and Jesus called him out of the boat. Now I want you to notice this one thing. Jesus did not call Peter out of the boat until Peter had the idea to walk on water with Jesus. It's not like Jesus was in the middle of the sea calling out on the disciples, "Hey guys, could you come? Come, let's go for a leisurely walk around the Sea of Galilee. Let's do that." No. Jesus invited Peter to walk with him because Peter had a creative idea. Getting out of the boat requires a creative idea. Out of all of the disciples, only Peter walked on water because only Peter had the creativity to ask. If you want 2023 to be any different, you need to put your trust in God and allow God to inspire new ideas. Like Peter, you need a crazy idea. Okay, no. Like Peter, you need a creative idea. A God-sized idea. A God-sized idea to approach life differently in 2023. What idea has God placed in your heart that seems crazy? What idea has God placed in your heart that seems crazy even to those around you? I believe that God is calling you tonight, today, to get creative. God is calling you to think new things, to get new dreams. Stop finding the same solutions to all problems. Stop finding old solutions to the same problems. I think that God is calling you to get creative. Dream new dreams. Find new solutions to old problems. Allow God to inspire you to view life in a different way. Getting out of the boat requires you to be creative. But not only that, getting out of the boat requires you to be courageous. You see, Peter got out of the boat and started walking on water and came toward Jesus. Not only did Peter have the creativity to develop a unique idea, but he followed through with it. You see, even the most fantastic idea is meaningless unless you implement it, unless you do something about it. Creative ideas that are not implemented are but fading dreams. Getting out of the boat requires courage. Getting out of the boat requires you to do what you said you would do. Getting out of the boat demands the commitment to risk everything to see the dreams, your dreams come to pass. Getting out of the boat, I'm going to say it again. Getting out of the boat demands the commitment to risk everything to see the dream come to pass. Peter had to get out of the boat before confirming that he could walk on water. Could it be that that's the thing that we're missing? Could it be that we're hoping God to show up and do something different and something new, but we're afraid to risk it all? That we want something new to happen, but we don't want to do anything new. God is calling us out of the boat, and getting out of the boat requires courage. Could it be that at times we're not witnessing our God-given dreams come true because we are not following through? Getting out of the boat requires creativity, courage, and it also requires for you to cry out to Jesus. Getting out of the boat requires that you cry out to Jesus. But when Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." As Peter walked on water, he became increasingly aware of reality. I could have told him that. People don't walk on water. There's a storm. You cannot expect to walk on water, Peter. And when he started thinking like that, he became frightened and began to sink. Now, before we're too harsh on Peter, I would like to present to you the idea or the explanation of theologian D.A. Carson. He said, it was not that Peter lost faith in himself, but that his faith in Jesus, strong enough to get him out of the boat and walking on water, was not strong enough to stand up to the storm. You see, Peter had the faith to have the creative idea. Peter had the faith to walk out of the boat. But what Peter was unable to do, Peter was unable to stand firm in the middle of the storm. Because when he saw the waves, he got scared. When Peter realized he was not strong enough to stand up to the storm, he cried out to Jesus. You know, at times we do everything right. We have the faith, we have the courage, we have the creativity, but we need to recognize that at times in life we face storms that we cannot handle on our own. You will not be able to face 2023 on your own. You will not be able to be successful on your own. It is when you cannot stand up to the storms of life that you have the privilege to cry out to Jesus. When Peter cried out to Jesus, he savored answer. Jesus responded and rescued Peter and helped him to refocus. You see, Jesus did not say that Peter didn't have faith. After all, Peter got out of the boat, right? Jesus told Peter that he had little faith. In other words, why are you doubting if you're experiencing a miracle? Why fear the natural when you are experiencing the supernatural? Why fear when God is with you? Can I ask you that question this morning? Why fear the future if God is with you? Not only did Jesus rescue and refocus Peter, but Jesus calmed the storm. When Peter cried out to Jesus, he delivered Peter from drowning and from a negative perspective on life. When Peter cried out, Jesus reached out his hand, lifted him up, and calmed the storm. Jesus calmed the storm. He gave a new perspective to Peter. What was the new perspective? The new perspective said, God is in control. The new perspective said, be calm. You can walk on water. You can face the impossible because Almighty God is God over chaos. Getting out of the boat requires crying out to Jesus when you lose sight of what's truly important. As you face the future, you must approach Jesus and say, Lord, this storm has me confused. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm afraid that I might drown. Because it is when we cry out to Jesus that he reaches out and helps us. How do you get out of the boat? How do we as a church get out of the boat? How do we get out of the boat in 2023? Getting out of the boat requires creativity, courage, and crying out to Jesus. creativity to think new ideas, to approach life in a different way, the courage to do it, and the capacity to cry out to Jesus when we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. However, the climax of this story is not Jesus and Peter walking on water. The climax of the story is not the stilling of the storm. The climax of the story is found in Matthew 14, verse 33. And those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The climax of the story is the confession and worship of the disciples. "Truly, you are the Son of God." Why is this so important? This was the first time in the Gospels that the disciples called Jesus the Son of God. It was after they got out of the boat. It was after they realized that God was with them in the middle of a storm. It was after they realized that "I am" was with them and that Jesus is God over the waters. It was after Peter walked on water, almost drowned, that it was after Jesus calmed the storm. It was after they got out of the boat that the disciples received a new understanding of who God is. You see, the Gospels tell us that the disciples started to understand and comprehend who Jesus was progressively. That they struggled with it in the beginning, and that it was not until the resurrection that they truly comprehended who Jesus truly was. And I think that at times, that's exactly what happens to us. All of us, we are in this boat, and we have a limited understanding of who God is. We've heard about God. We've had certain experiences about God. We're curious to know more about God, but we're still in this boat. And this morning, God is calling you to get out of the boat. Why? Because Jesus is out of the boat. Because life is out of the boat. Because miracles are out of the boat. Because the peace in the middle of the storm is out of the boat. God is calling you to get out of the boat. Because when you do, you get a new understanding of who God is. Like the disciples, when you live out your faith, you are granted a greater understanding of who God is and what He can do. What happens when you live out your faith? What happens when you get out of the boat? You get a greater understanding and appreciation for who God is and what He can do. Today, the reality is that I don't know how your 2022 was. I don't know what you're scared of. I don't know the past experiences that have you feeling apprehension about the brand new year. I don't know the questions that you may be asking about the future. But I do know Jesus. I do know the great I Am. The God that walks over the waters of chaos and reminds us that we are not alone because He is with us. What I do know is that Jesus is calling you to get out of the boat. Because God is out of the boat waiting for you. Because hope and a future, because the miracle is outside of the boat. As a church, we are declaring that this year is a year where we're getting out of the boat and placing our faith into action. Why? Because it is outside of the boat that we get a better understanding who God is. Can I tell you that your God is greater than you can understand right now? Can I tell you that your God is capable to do more than you might think or imagine? And if you want to experience his presence, his power, in a brand new way in 2023, you need to make a decision. You need to get out of the boat. Would you stand with me? And as you do, I would like to invite you to close your eyes. We're getting out of the boat, putting our faith into action. Jesus is calling you and your family today to get out of the boat. Get out of the boat, because Jesus is in control of your future. Get out of the boat, because Jesus is God over the waters. Get out of the boat, because Jesus controls what you cannot control. Get out of the boat. We get out of the boat when we allow the Holy Spirit to give us creativity, when we allow the Holy Spirit to give us the courage to follow through. And when we cry out to Jesus, get out of the boat. We're calling you, Jesus is calling you to get out of the boat, because he wants to show you something new. Because he wants you to understand and appreciate that he is greater than what you know. The question is, how are you living 2023? In a second here, I'm going to ask you to come to this altar as a statement of faith. And by coming to this altar, you're going to be declaring, me and my family, we're getting out of the boat. We're going to trust that in 2023... our God is God over the waters. Our God is God over chaos. And we are safe in his hands. By coming to this altar, and just as the worship team begins to sing, you're going to be declaring, we're getting out of the boat, and we're believing that we shall see God in the middle of a storm. We shall see God in 2023, and we'll receive a greater understanding and appreciation of our God, because our God is God over the waters. Father, we come before you. Like the disciples in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, our boat is being rocked by storms, and uncertainty lies ahead. As we begin a brand new year, we have hopes and dreams, but also so many things that are outside of our control. And as we look back at years past, Lord, sometimes we even look at the year ahead of us with a little apprehension, wondering what is going to happen. But Father, you are walking us Jesus is walking us through the storm this morning. And you are reminding us, Father, that you are God over the chaos. That you're God over the storm. Father, you're reminding us that there are things that we cannot control, but that you control everything. So tonight, today, Lord, we get out of the boat. We get out of the boat in faith. We trust that Jesus is God over the waters. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, as we do, as we start getting out of the boat in 2023, I pray that you fill our hearts and our minds with creative ideas. I pray that you allow us to approach life with a different perspective. Father, I pray that we may be able to approach all problems with new solutions. I pray, Father God, that where we saw that there was a ghost, that with our eyes may be open, that we may be able to see that you are with us. Father, I pray for supernatural creativity in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you empower us, that you empower us to follow through, that you give us the courage to act, to change patterns of thinking and habits of doing things. Father, we want a year that's different. Empower us to act differently. Father, we recognize that we need you. And like Peter, today we cry out to you. And as a church, Father, today we start our week of prayer. Because we recognize, Father, that we need you. That we need Jesus. That we need the one who calms the storm. So, Father, I pray that as we spend this week in prayer, that we may be able to receive not only the calm of the storm, but that we may be able to get a greater understanding and appreciation for who you are. Father, that is my prayer for every person, for every family that is here. My prayer is that you would show yourself real in their lives like never before. That 2023 be a year of walking on water. That 2023, Father, be the year where they trusted you with their lives, where they were willing to risk everything for your cause, and where they bring, that it be the year where they're able to see you, your power, your presence, your glory like never before. Father, I pray that 2023 be the year that you change, that you use the storm for your glory, that you change what the enemy meant for evil, and that you transform it for our good and for your glory. Father, I bless your children, and I pray that you be with them, that you walk with them as we put our faith into action. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you and keep you.